I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We have misconceptions, don't we, about maybe the poor and what poverty is. Just say a bit about that in maybe what kind of prompted you to address this issue.
Yeah, it's interesting. When we think of poverty, we tend to think in terms, at least in America, we think in terms of strictly in terms of access to resources and programs. So, you know, food, shelter, medicine, that kind of thing. And so as a result, we normally think about poverty alleviation, you know, in those terms. How do we get resources to the poor? How do we get them food, medicine, shelter, and those kinds of things, all of which are important. But it's interesting when the poor are actually describing what it's like to be poor. So I think it was either the World Bank or maybe the IMF, but a while back they did a kind of an extensive survey of people sort of globally living in poverty, asking them just that question: what is it like to be poor? And what's interesting is overwhelmingly they described their experience of poverty in terms of words like invisibility, hopelessness, meaninglessness, shame, those kinds of things. And so as a result, it's interesting because you know things like food and medicine and shelter are important, but they won't address those issues fundamentally. And that's really where I think Mez and I are trying to say that our sort of thesis is that it's actually the gospel of the Lord Jesus, you know, embodied in the local church. That's really what it is that God's given local communities and poor communities to help them with, you know, their experience of poverty.
Because I think you also addressed the fact that maybe we've been presenting the gospel to the poor in not a full understanding of why Jesus came.
Yeah, exactly. I think certainly, you know, the temptation is, and I think you mentioned at the outset that poverty relief has become sort of an attractive thing, particularly in Christian circles, and we think that's great. But if all we do is talk about the gospel in terms of, relieving your sort of felt needs, then we've really missed out on really what Christ came to do in terms of he didn't come to simply provide food and shelter for the poor, but he came to give new life, hope, meaning, take away our shame, all those kinds of things that actually poor people experience.
Church in Hard Places. It is a pretty insightful read written by my guest today, Mike McKinley, who serves as senior pastor of Sterling Park Baptist Church in Sterling, Virginia. And also Mez McConnell, co-author. Mez serves as senior pastor of Nidri Community Church in Edinburgh, Scotland. And we're talking about how the local church brings life to the poor and needy.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.